open mic time. You guys want to talk about the Rangers? I just heard Marco in the update. That's one thing that we didn't hit on. And you know me, I don't pretend to be Johnny Hockey, but the Rangers signed Vladislav Gerikov to a 7-year deal for $7 million. What a steal. Only $1 million a year. Any Rangers fans feeling some type of way about that? Or the departure of Keandre Miller? They got all these guys out of here. I know I made a joke about Keandre Miller and Chris Kreider and Kaapo Kakko. I was at Fanatics Fest, and I saw Luke Hughes and Jack Hughes, and it was good to see them. They were able to kind of walk around without being mobbed, and I was like, well, it's good that the Devils are here. The Devils can show up to the Javits Center, but all the Rangers got shipped out west. There's no Rangers here. I didn't see any of the New York Rangers because they're not on the team anymore. They could have sent Igor or somebody, but yeah, that's it for Keandre Miller. And Rangers fans, how do you feel? Do you feel like the Knicks fans? You feel like you're making the moves so you can get back to prominence? You feel like you're doing what needs to be done? Do you believe in Chris Drury? Are you a Rangers fan?
I am a Ranger fan. Okay. I cannot stand what Chris Drury has done to this team over the past 3 seasons.
Oh, okay.
I'll start there. I think this man, and I will continue this, I think this man should have been fired after last season. I'm not talking this year that just ended. I'm talking when they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm saying this man should have been gone then. I came on here and I said that. I mean, the fact that he still has a job with this team after failing 3 times in a row with a team that was ready. I mean, listen, you could argue if they were good enough to win a championship or not. But the reality is they were a President Trophy winning team 1 year.
Yep.
They've been number one seed multiple times. They've had, I mean, they have some of the best players of the last 20 years.
Winning streaks, 10-game winning streaks.
Exactly. Artemi Panarin might be the best. I mean, one of the best scorers or points total guys in the history of the Rangers. Kreider, another guy. I mean, they had every single thing they need. Igor, this team was set up to win a championship over the last 3 years. And what does he do? Every single time at the deadline when he needed to put this team over the top, he failed miserably every single time. And why did the Rangers lose each time? The same thing with the Yankees, same thing with the Knicks. Well, not the same thing, but it's the same problems every single year coming up again to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
And when you have those issues, and I know you feel, I mean, I don't know if you 100% feel this way, but I know a lot of Yankee fans feel this way. I know some Knicks fans will eventually get there too, maybe after this season. But when you have this many failures and it's for the same reason every single time, that shows you your GM doesn't understand what the actual job is. He doesn't understand what's wrong. He doesn't understand how to beat these teams. And maybe there aren't guys that you can get, but there has to be at least one or two guys that can beef up the physicality. And hopefully this guy does. Hopefully they got a defenseman here who's actually a defenseman. No offense to any of the guys that have been here over the past 6 years, and I'm talking about all of them, not just Keandre Miller who got shipped out. All of these dudes, even Adam Fox to a degree, last year he fell off. These guys are not great on defense. And it's about time they start investing in dudes who are going to go out there and play some defense. And I think, yeah, this is a guy that's a good starting point. But I heard a promo before Boomer talking about getting Connor McDavid. I mean, if Chris Drury pulled off that trade, I might have to take back what I just said.
Yeah, that name has been floating around with the Rangers for a while.
I don't think it happens.
Yeah, I don't think it happens either. He's got to stay the course with the Oilers, try and get back, and hope that the Panthers aren't in the way. 888-808-1019. Yeah, man, it is kind of crazy. You know, speaking of the Panthers, I remember the only thing I really weighed in about the Panthers was seeing Brad Marchand come from the Bruins and add to that championship-winning team and be a difference maker. There was one game that I watched where they had him, like, I don't know if he was mic'd up, but they had him, he came out of the locker room, I could just see his energy, and then it carried right into the game, and I'm like, bro, this guy is the factor, he's the X factor, and they went and got him at the deadline, and there's too many GMs that rest on, no, we've got enough, you gotta add a difference maker at the deadline. Did the Knicks add a difference maker at the deadline this year? No, they didn't. They could have used one. Did the Yankees add a difference maker? They added Jazz, I'll give them that, but they didn't add enough. They didn't add enough. They didn't add enough to the bullpen. They didn't add enough to shore up the offense. they better do it this year. They better try. But I'm already setting myself up for – I'm not getting my hopes up for the deadline. Too many years we have our hopes up with this wish list of we need this, we need that. And then time expires, and it's like, oh, well, you're getting Gary Sanchez back. You're getting Edwin Encarnacion back. You're getting Matt Carpenter back. Not good enough. Ken is in Morristown, New Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Ken?
Keith, I love you, but you're sounding like a Mets fan. So negative here. Listen,
sounding like
last
a
year
Mets
the Yankees. last year
the Mets fan would take offense to that.
Yeah, you should. Last year the Yankees, Cashman pulled all the right strings. They got to the World Series.
No, you this can't year, say he pulled all the right strings when they got embarrassed in the World Series. So they got
well,
there.
Listen, two of the games they could have won, could have and should have won. Two of the games they should have won. That they lost.
But this is this is Major League Baseball. We're not playing, horseshoes and hand grenades? Like, we got to win them. This is the Yankees. They're built off of winning the World Series, not getting to it. They didn't even acknowledge the win or acknowledge winning the pennant and getting to the World Series this year.
Right, right. So you know how you make it different this year? You got to get rid of Boone. Okay? I know it's a wish. I know it's a wish. Put someone in there who has won before. Boone never won. His father never won. Okay? You got to put someone in there who knows how to win championships. Put Jeter in. Put anybody in who won with the Yankees in the 90s. Any of them. There's got to be one that will play. And then our starting pitching is great. No complaints here. We have an abundance of starting pitching. Use whatever you need to do to throw to kitchen sink to solve third base. You know where our third baseman is? He's in Cleveland. He would be a perfect fit. Perfect fit for the Yankees. Give them whatever they want. Get Ramirez.
Thanks for the call, Ken. I disagree. One, I can't sound like a Met fan. A Met fan, like the Yankees went to the World Series. I've watched the Yankees win 5 World Series. Yeah, I was a wee little lad in the beginning of them, but like I remember 2009, I was in college. And I remember thinking that, oh yeah, well, we're going to win a bunch of more World Series 16 years later. Like, I guess I'm sounding like a Met fan because they're losing. I guess I'm sounding like a Met fan because they are not playing up to the standard that they set. And like, that World Series sucked last year. It was cool to go. It was cool to, you know, get some merch. I can't even wear that merch. I bought a bunch of World Series stuff. Patches, hats. I knew not to buy too much clothing. I got a bunch of things, pins, to, you know, commemorate the World Series. Now I can't even look at it. I got a fresh-ass World Series hat with a pin on it that says I was there. It's just sitting in my house. I'll show my son one day if they never make it back to a World Series. I don't give them credit for the games that they should have won. They should have won game one. And a lot of you will always blame Aaron Boone for that. So what you said next about they got to get rid of Aaron Boone, what fireable offense would they get rid of Aaron Boone for after they just read him up? He just got it. I remember being on the Fan. I was a day or two early. I said, it's coming. All signs were pointing to him getting a contract extension. They're not firing Aaron Boone. They're going to put Brad Ausmus in his spot. You said find somebody who won. They don't want that. They had an opportunity to bring in managers that had actually managed and won before. They didn't want that. They wanted their own fresh guy that they could build with that, you know, would come up the way that they want to. And that's where we are. And going to get Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez signed a steal of a deal to stay in Ohio. There is no way in hell the Guardians trade that guy. You know, why would they? He's a steal. Why would they? When's his contract end?
He just re-upped. I think he's got like 8 more years, maybe, or probably less, maybe 6 or 7, but still.
He signed a 7-year, $140 million contract, which runs through 2028. Steal.
I mean, that is the most unbelievable.
It doesn't make any sense for Ohio. If you're in Atlanta, I understand Ozzie Albies and Acuna. Like, hey, like we're in a good franchise. It's warm down here. We got a brand new spring training facility, brand new ballpark. Where else could I, you know, want to be?
And they were kids when they signed it, right?
So they were young. You never turned down your first fortune. They put that much money on the table for you. You take it.
I mean, this is Jose Ramirez. This man was already established when he took this contract. He's already been an all-star MVP candidate, and they got him for that?
Yeah, give them whatever they want. They're going to want Spencer Jones, George Lombard, and maybe Jason Dominguez. Just give them all three of those guys for Jose Ramirez. No, there's other third basemen out there. There's got to be another utility player out there if it's not just a third baseman, a guy that's got more than a year of experience, more than a handful of games like Jazz does at the position. I don't know who that guy is. They need to go get him.
Now, I will say this. There might be an interesting out-of-the-box kind of trade deadline move that the Yankees can go for. Maybe we should get a playbook from the Knicks into the Yankees here. Maybe you fire Aaron Boone, and then the plan is you're going to trade with Detroit and get A.J. Hinch. Just like the Knicks, we're going to get Jason Kidd. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's the trade deadline acquisition.
Yeah, we go ask the Dodgers for Dave Roberts. Go ask Tampa for Kevin Cash. We just go all the way around. Hey, Terry Francona, you want to leave Cincinnati and come?
Nah. Jose Ramirez and another coach and another manager.
Yeah, nah. Just if it was only that simple. It's simple for the Knicks. The Knicks create their own rules. They do whatever they want. They have for the since the beginning of time. And the Yankees should be creating their own rules a bit, but nah, man, I don't know. They have the right manager for this group. He's got to manage better, and they got to perform better, and they got to add some better talent to this team. Add some difference makers at the deadline. Don't prospect hug, and add some guys that can put this team over the top. Guys that can pitch, guys that can hit. And we'll see. We are starved for the next champion. We are starved for the next parade. I was on record saying I thought the Rangers were going to do it. And then the Rangers got ousted by Tampa, by the Devils, and by the Panthers. And that's all she wrote for the Rangers. Now they're in a rebuild. Ross is in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Ross?
What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm hanging out, you know.
Yeah, the Rangers sure as hell aren't going to be the team to break that drought. I'll tell you that for sure. I'd put my mortgage on it, though.
The Panthers might win again next year. The Panthers might go three-peat.
They might win. Well, they might win the next six. And we're talking about a team just really quick, and I'll get to the Rangers. You know what's the funniest part about all of this? You look at, you know, you go down the lines of some of the recent teams to win championships, like multiple teams in the same state. The funny part is, like, Florida has been living under Tampa's shadow forever. And that's not even before the two COVID cups. Like, Tampa, for, like, 5 years prior to that, was always winning the division, always, a top 2-3 seed in the East. And Florida was, like, the definition of irrelevant. And then all of a sudden, 2023 comes around, kind of, you know, the universe never unconnects. You're just talking about Brad Marchand. Brad Marchand scored the series-altering goal in that first-round matchup. I don't even know if you remember 2023. Still so far long ago, that was Boston broke the regular season record. Florida was the second wild card. And that was the first of their three consecutive Stanley Cup final appearances. They won the last two. But Marchand got this run going on the other side. And the rest is history. Now he's with them, and he just signed a six-year deal at like 38 years old. And, hey, man, people are, you know, on the surface, doesn't look like the best deal. But if he plays the way he played, you know, the second half of this year, that may be all of a sudden one of the best contracts in the league. So Zito and them got it going, man. They're unbelievable.
Yep.
But like you're saying, you know, it's basically a race to get to them. You're looking at a team like, you know, you just talked about Keandre Miller, you know, and that's kind of to add on to that point, kind of the end of an era. All six first-round picks in that three-year stretch, 2017 to 19, have all now been traded. Keandre Miller being the last one going to Carolina. We got some solid capital back. But, you know, kind of, you know, full circle with that, too. It's not going to mean anything if you don't know how to develop them, which is the majority is, you know, set first-round picks. I'm kind of on the contrary with the Gavrikov deal. I know you just brought that up, too. A lot of people like it. I kind of disagree, man. It's kind of apples to oranges, two different players. He got a lot more term than Kevin Shattenkirk a couple years ago. But that was a deal that was, like, nearly unanimously loved with the fan base, and he got bought out halfway through the contract. And I'm looking at a guy now who's, like, you know, widely known as, like, a defensive specialist. I don't know why he's getting 5 years of a no-movement clause. It's just basically half the everybody on the roster. Everybody and their mother on this roster gets a no-movement clause for whatever reason. And that's why guys like Trouba and Goodrow got to get waived, and you got to find one out of 30 teams that are willing to take them when their contracts don't pan out. So this isn't Drury's worst offseason, which says a lot, but I couldn't agree with Zoom more, man. I think he probably should have been gone in 2023. Much less 24, but hey, man, I feel like they're in the worst spot. They're in hockey purgatory, and they're going to have to do a lot more than what they did to get out of it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ross. I don't know. New York is crazy, right? Because, you know, we saw the Giants lose 10 games in a row. Their GM, their head coach, safe. The Yankees, they go to the World Series, which they, you know, they tell you all about their 27-time championships, and they celebrate how many World Series they have, and they lose it in terrible fashion, but everybody's good. The GM's good, the coach is good, or the manager's good, run it back. the Rangers. The Rangers did fire Gallant a couple years back and Laviolette, and now it's like, okay, how many coaches are you going to fire before the GM is showing the door? It's interesting because I'm leading up to the Knicks, who actually went on the run that captivated the city the most. The one team that unites the city. There's all these Knicks fans. And they fire Tom Thibodeau after success, after getting further than he had in the past, after having the biggest upset in recent time around here and in the league. Like, it doesn't make sense. And people try to justify it. Oh, New York is crazy, man. You're on the hot seat. You're always on the hot seat. You never know. No one's safe. There's no real rhyme or reason to it. 888-808-1019. As calls are coming in, and I'm looking for different things out here in the sports world to bring to the table. I see Duncan Robinson signed with the Pistons. As we were talking about the Pistons being a potential threat, Duncan Robinson signs to a 3-year, $48 million deal. Does Duncan Robinson, a.k.a. Sheen, does Sheen scare anybody? I don't think so. I don't think Sheen is a player that the Pistons add where you're like, oh, here we go now. The Pistons are going to be in the way of the Knicks. It's wide open for them. And for the Yankees, everything I keep seeing online is just people like going in on Volpe. Now, here's a quote. Jazz Chisholm, after the game, asked about his defensive struggles at third base, says, everybody knows I'm a second baseman. Of course I want to play second base, but whatever it takes to help the team win, if that's what the team chooses, that's what I got to do. I don't write the lineups, you feel me? I'm playing every day, so it's hard to be upset. Yes, I know I'm a second baseman. Yes, I know I'm better at second base, but at the end of the day, I still have to play third. I just have to deal with it. So even Jazz is telling you, it's not my choice. It's not my decision, but I'm trying to be a team player. Yes, I'm better at second. Yes, I'd rather play second. Like, and it's tough. It's hard to play the hot corner. I'm wearing A-Rod's number over here trying to do this. But it's not my choice. It's not my decision. I'm doing what's best for the team. I am playing every day. But I'm playing out of position. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan. Oh, Lou, sorry, we got a break. Lou, stay there. Right as I went to you, Zoo hit me with the break. That's all good. The sooner we break, the sooner we can get back to it. I'm running out of time. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB. Big Mac coming up next. And, yeah, I'm live streaming. Shout out to everybody on the live stream on my YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. We got like 1,534 people across platforms, and they're great because during breaks I can kind of interact with them, and get some extra things. So it's like, I don't know, I kind of peel back the curtain, and then I also am like, all right, we're going back. What should we talk about? A lot of people talking about Luke Weaver in the chat. We had someone say that Luke Weaver hasn't been the same. And then obviously we're talking about all these things from like J.C. Ascar. And J.C. Ascar did take accountability. I'll try and pull up his quote. But Church Ave says, today was on Weaver. And I know you got to say it. It's on the guy that's on the mound, not making the pitches, right, ultimately. But, it leads up to that. Like, how did we get there? We got there because we went to Mark Leiter Jr. And Mark Leiter Jr. only got an out, walked the eighth hitter. Weaver ends up giving up what he gave up, but like, I don't know. To me, you could see it coming. You could see us getting there. He got that strikeout, but Ascar got the catcher's interference. All these things are compounded, but I will say, I do feel like they had to rush Luke Weaver back because of lack of bullpen depth. You needed this guy back. And maybe he's not right still. He claims he's fine, but maybe he's not right still. Anyway. I said we were going to talk about the All-Star game, but I want to get my calls in here, before I do that. I can close with the All-Star game because that's how we, segued from Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is probably going to start the All-Star game at third base. The Guardians are not trading him to the Yankees. They could have signed Alex Bregman, right? I know you guys love the call about Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman is right behind him in the All-Star voting. I don't think they were going to sign Alex Bregman. Let me take this call, and then I'll go through the rest of the MLB All-Star Game voting, as we're in phase two and there's 24 hours left, and then we'll pretty much get to the point we know, and then you'll find out who is who and what is what and who can't play if somebody's hurt and there's reserves and that type of stuff. Robert is in Manhattan on the Fan next. What's up, Robert?
Good evening, Brother Keith. I hope everybody is well and happy in McPhersonville. And I want to wish you and yours a very happy 4th. Don't get too near the fireworks. And hope you have good food and good company. And happy birthday to FAN 30. What? How old is FAN?
38.
Oh, 38. Well, I wish I don't even remember when I was 38. Anyway, just a couple of quick sports points. I heard somebody on your end saying Connor McDavid in New York. No way. No way. Not in a million space time years. Second number two.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Ranger fans. The Florida Panthers are going to be a dynasty for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Sorry, Rangers don't even belong in the same space time continuum with them. The Subway Series this weekend. Let's going to see if somebody wins. Maybe they'll both lose. Wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be fun? And last point, the Knicks, everyone is talking about, well, they have, it's wide open in the East. You're right. Boston's lost a number of key players. I don't think Giannis is coming to New York. Why would Milwaukee trade Giannis within the division?
Wouldn't be wise.
Yes, and the team that I'd worry about if I were the Knicks isn't Cleveland, it's the Pistons.
Yeah, I was just talking about they got Duncan Robinson now, and the Pistons are trying to take a step forward. I don't know. I don't think they're a real threat, but maybe. The East, I think there are a lot of teams looking at the East saying the East is wide open, and the Knicks never do it, so why can't we do it?
Anyway, Brother Keith, you have a good 4th, and to keep up the good work. We love hearing you at night. You're so full of pep and, good cheer, even when you're miserable because your teams are losing. So keep up the good work. We love you.
Thanks, Brother Robert. Depends who you ask, man, but I don't know. Don't ask anybody online. I get a lot of love on air. I get a lot of love online, too, and in person. It's all the same, you know. I always say, you know, haters are, they're people that they just don't know how to express the love. They're watching. They're listening. They're writing. I always laugh when I hear people write online, like, things that I say on air. So I'm like, do you hate my show? Do you not like me? But you remember what I said. You know everything about me. Good. It's working. It has worked. All right. In my last couple minutes here, I did want to talk about the All-Star game. I might be going, man. Honestly, it just made me think. I don't know. I probably don't need to do this, but I might have WFAN put in for a credential for me. But, like, I don't know. I go there, and, like, I'm not a reporter. I just, like, there's a part of me that is media, but a much larger part of me that is a fan. I just want to go there and be a fan. But credentials does get you on the field. Like, it is cool. Like, I was on the field. I saw Ohtani in Seattle 2 years ago, and that's when I just was like, yo, what? Okay, I didn't realize this guy's like one of the Transformers or something. He's the way Ohtani's build is on. He's a monster. He's standing next to Mookie Betts. Anyway, so, speaking of the All-Star game in Atlanta this year, I definitely want to go. If I can swing it, I haven't made a decision yet. But here's the voting in the American League at first base. We just saw him, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's why they pay him the big bucks. He's first. But Paul Goldschmidt, you saw him too today making plays at first. He's right behind him, number two. Second base, former Yankee, Gleyber Torres leading the way from the Tigers. Right behind him, a young prospect that nobody's talking about sending down. Nobody's questioning his hype. Matt Holliday's kid, Jackson Holliday from the Orioles, is number two right behind Gleyber Torres at second base. At shortstop, nobody's questioning this rookie either, Jacob Wilson. Kid doesn't strike out, high average. Maybe it's just the bloodlines. You know, his pops got him right. Bobby Witt Jr. right behind him in the American League at shortstop. At third base, Jose Ramirez, who we were just talking about. Who would want to be a guardian? Who would sign for that? Jose Ramirez. And then right behind him, Alex Bregman, we were talking about as well. That is the infield for the American League. In the outfield, number one from the Tigers, Riley Green. Number two from the Tigers, Javi Baez, former Met. From Somerville, New Jersey, Mike Trout, number three from the Angels. And last but not least, Stephen Kwan, number four from the Guardians. Behind the dish, he homered again today. Cal Raleigh from the Mariners. And he homered against the Royals, and he's going to break Salvi's record. Salvi was catching. I'm like, he's probably taking some mojo from Salvi. We also saw this guy today, young Alejandro Kirk, who they said they signed him for $7,000. That's crazy. The designated hitter, Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles. Right behind him, Benny Blanco Arroz. Ben Rice. That'd be nice for Ben Rice, Paul Goldschmidt, Aaron Judge, Max Fried to get to the All-Star game in the National League. Number one, of course, Freddie Freeman. But right behind him, he's there every year, the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Second base, Ketel Marte from the Diamondbacks. Oh, the Diamondbacks should trade the Yankees, Ketel Marte. Yeah, okay. Number two, right behind him, the Dodgers traded for this guy, and he was the NLCS MVP last year, Tommy Edman. Shortstop, number one, Francisco Lindor from the Mets. Right behind him, Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. Third base, Manny Machado from the Padres, and Max Muncy, that funky Muncy, right behind him. The outfield is Ronald Acuna Jr., PCA, Kyle Tucker, Teoscar Hernandez, Juan Soto, and Andy Páez. Catcher Will Smith, Carson Kelly right behind him, and there are your American League and National League All-Stars. All right, I'm out of here. Coming up next, Chris McMonagle. And Chris has been here for a good amount of time. He can tell you about the last, I don't know, 15 to 20 years at WFAN. Happy birthday, WFAN. When Chris starts, the birthday is over. It's the next day. Keith McPherson out. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
We're talking about the Yankees all the time. This is the Yankees Radio Network. And, you know, when it bleeds, it leads. With the Yankees bleeding out, people rather talk about it. Like, it's tough to have a good, like, video on TikTok or Instagram take with the Yankees being so bad. Like, I'm looking at my stuff, it's not performing that great. Because, like, how much can you talk about the same things over and over again? I had a video do great when the Yankees were doing great where I was, like, talking about Dominguez and Volpe and Goldschmidt and Belly and Rice and Grisham when they were all doing great. Like, people want to win. We want to be happy. We all love the team and root for the team and wear the team logo on us. And so in these rough stretches, we, you know, go through it just like the players are going through it, and we're waiting for them to come out. We're trying to figure out what they got to do. They're not going to fire the GM. They're not going to fire the manager. They're not going to bench the shortstop. And right now, they don't have anyone else to play third base. Jazz has got to play third base. And right now, they also don't really have too many options at catcher. JC Ascara is going to catch. So here we go, man. Let's take the rest of these calls. Again, it's open mic time. If there's something that happened in the sports world that I didn't bring up, go for it. We've talked around pretty much everything tonight. I don't think we hit on the WNBA. I think I did see that the Fever won the Commissioner's Cup. I'm not well-versed enough in the WNBA. But I'm assuming that the Commissioner's Cup is like the NBA Cup. So it's like their mid-season tournament. Yeah, the Indiana Fever win the WNBA Commissioner's Cup and take home $500,000 without Caitlin Clark. Ooh, something's cooking up with the Indiana Fever. Didn't Sophie Cunningham just say, like, no one's excited about having to go to Detroit and Cleveland? Yeah, Fever star Sophie Cunningham on the WNBA expanding to multiple new cities over the next few years. She said, I don't know how excited people are going to be to go to Detroit or Cleveland. So, you know, anybody in Michigan, anybody in Ohio and that surrounding area of Detroit and Cleveland, they hate Sophie Cunningham now. She's the one that also got a lot of love online for defending Caitlin Clark. And I guess Caitlin Clark is hurt again. But I guess the Fever, they built a good enough team around Caitlin Clark where they just won the Commissioner's Cup. Do they have a chance to win a championship? Caitlin Clark is on the championship team. She's going to be immortalized. She's going to be bigger than all the NBA players.
Hey, we're about to run that Indiana-New York rivalry in the WNBA for the WNBA Finals. Let's go.
Yeah, what am I saying? And I'm wearing the Liberty colors right now. The Liberty are the reigning champs. Is it going to be the Liberty versus the Fever for the chip when we get to WNBA Finals time? I don't know. I'm not well versed enough.
Hey, get Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson over there, and call it a wrap.
Yeah. I mean, I think I heard Tyrese Halliburton and Caitlin Clark are like friends. Look at this. They already have Caitlin Clark pouring drinks for the Fever. She didn't even play, but they're in the They're in the locker room drinking, I guess, drinking champagne out of the commissioner's cup. Good for them. Good for that. Good for the WNBA expanding and becoming, and Caitlin Clark being a star that has driven a lot of eyes and dollars and attention, and her team winning tonight without her. That's a storyline in itself. See, open mic time, we could do anything. We could talk about anything on The Fan. I know you guys just want to talk about the Yankees. I'm mixing some fever. Somebody out there is like, yeah, y'all, I was listening to Keith. He was talking about the WNBA. I do from time to time. They count. They count. All right, right back to it. Lou is in a story on The Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
First of all, let me, two birthday, right? Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, WFA. And I know that you're a young guy right now, and you're one of the future hosts. But one of the things that I was going to say before I go to the Yankees is that about hockey. You're probably the only host that really tried to, talk about it, because nobody else does. But Big Zoo right there will tell you that he doesn't get too many calls about hockey when it comes to hockey. But I want to mention a team that I used to root for, very early age, the New York Islanders. They were the only team in New York that won four years in a row, won championship. I'm not talking about the Yankees, because I'm or my generation. The Yankees, I know, won five or whatever it is, but they never get mentioned. That was a hell of a team, Keith. You would have loved to see them play. I mean,
I've heard.
Bassi. If you ever got a chance to watch the video, they were unbelievable. Anyway, going back to the Yankees, one thing that I haven't called you in a while is because you were still concerned about defending the Yankees, just like the manager does. Now, lately, you've been kind of criticizing them, well-deserving, because they are not doing their job. We don't have a contact hitter for so many years. You know, guys like Volpe, should a long time ago, should have been sent to the minors and said, go there, forget about launch angles, and make contact. And that's what we need in this lineup, okay? The whole team, I mean, from the GM, from the manager, I'm sorry to say, I like Boone. There has to be a big change there. It's just unbelievable. And I'm glad, like I said, that you absolutely, even though you're a great fan like I am, when I tell my son I don't like this guy, he said, you're not a Yankees fan. But you know what? He's just like you right now. He said, you know what, Daddy? You're right. They can't even goddamn get a run in. You take care, my friend.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Yeah, I think all of us are fed up. There's nothing to defend. Aaron Boone is going to defend them every day, all day, no matter what. But, like, I don't know any Yankee fan that hosts a radio show, any Yankees fans on TV, any Yankee podcasters. Like, we're all sick about it. Like, there's nothing to defend. And you talk about them not having a contact hitter, they think that's DJ LeMahieu. That's why he's in the lineup every day. Paul Goldschmidt is good for a couple hits like that. Judge. I mean, Judge is a power hitter, but Judge also, like, Judge had a single and a double today, and then they walked him. He had three walks. They can take him out of the game. Jazz is swinging for the fences. Stanton is swinging for the fences. Dominguez had a great single to start the game. Dominguez had three ribbies today. They just didn't press the right buttons with the pitching, and the defense let them down. Like, you can't have catcher's interference in that spot. It leads to bad things happening. You can't have Jazz not making a throw when that's the out to get out of the inning. Jazz not making that throw, it all unraveled from there. So it's like these little things become large things. Jazz can't make a good throw. We should have been out of the inning. Make the throw at third, and you stop the bleeding. Jimenez homers, and, it's 4-2. Well, Miles Straw walked. Because you know what? That stuff is in the pitcher's head, too. The pitcher did the job, right? Luke Weaver did the job. That should be a strikeout. But you were too eager and reached your hand in the cookie jar again. Did the same thing the night before. Didn't learn. Jazz, like, his athleticism and his speed. I'm going to get off of Jazz, because they asked Jazz about it. And I think Jazz is struggling with it. You know why? Because he got traded here. He got thrown into third base last year, and he wants to be a Yankee. He wants to win a championship. He wants to play every day and help the team. He's athletic enough and has a strong enough arm to play third base, but this is the Yankees. That's why I brought up Rougned Odor. Rougned Odor came here, and I remember Rizzo telling him, just throw it anywhere. Oh, yeah, that's a great strategy. Just throw it anywhere and I'll get it. Will you? Can you? And why is he playing third? It's what the Yankees do. They love playing guys out of position. It's arrogant. Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Until it's not. And then same thing with J.C. Ascara. The feel-good story of J.C. Ascara in the preseason, making the team, like, it's worn off now because he can't do simple things like sit back and wait till that ball is delivered. That's huge, man. Back-to-back nights, critical. You can't have a catcher's interference on that strikeout. You can't be leading the league. Katie Sharpe, J.C. Ascara has three catcher's interferences this season. He's tied with Victor Caratini for the most in MLB. He's caught 173 innings, and he's leading the league in that. So, and you guys know how the rest of the game unraveled. There's just so many little things, but little things pile up, and that's why the Yankees aren't winning right now, and they're scuffling right now, and it seems like there's no end in sight. Seems like they can't get right. And now you're playing a team that feels like they're just as good as you. They're in second place now. And they're looking at this series like, yo, we're going to jump you. We're going to be in first place when this is done. Can you step up? Can you stop the bleeding? I don't know. Guy like George Springer went off today. And like, I'm looking at this Blue Jays team. I haven't watched them too much this year. But like I said, in that building with that turf, they put the ball into play. They don't strike out a lot. And they've got a bunch of little speedy athletic players. They got a bunch of little guys from Ernie Clement to Miles Straw to Jimenez. You know, these guys that can just put the ball in play and run it out and make you make plays on defense. And if you can't, they're on and they're scoring and they're going. And look at the last two nights. I said it last night. The infield defense for the New York Yankees is a problem and it needs to be addressed. And the longer you don't address it, the longer you're going to make mistakes and it's going to lead to runs being scored. And you can't overcome it. They tried to give it to you. In the seventh inning, Belly singles. And, you know, they take Judge out of the game. They walk him again. Jazz, you're hoping he can drive the ball. Nope, grounds it to a force out. Cody moves over. Judge moves to second. You have second and third. They can't get it done. And, you know, that ball that skipped up on Vladdy. The ball that hit the turf bounced up high. That turf, they shouldn't even have this kind of turf in baseball. Whatever, Vladdy can't make the play, but they're not able to do anything with it. It is what it is. That seventh inning, they actually were, I think, able to tie the game, but like it wouldn't be enough. They wouldn't score again. So I don't know, man. I'm watching the game. I'm putting notes together, and ultimately, I just gave up. I'm like, they're cooked. George Springer, done. Really, I gave up once J.C. Ascara reached out, and I'm like, well, Boone talked to him. What do you want Boone to do? They had a, you know, Yes Network had a long camera shot of Boone talking to J.C. Ascara, and back-to-back nights, he's got the catcher's interference, and the Yankees lose. So it is what it is. They got to make some trades. They got to bring some different guys in here. They got to tighten it up. Ascara brought nothing at the plate either, and Ascara was built as a bat first catcher. I was told that he was, you know, MVP of the Dominican League, that he was a hitter. Okay, so far in this series, in two games, Ascara has caught two games. He's worked one walk. He's 0 for 7. Two strikeouts. Two catcher's interference. Not good. EJ's in East Meadow on the fan. What's up, EJ?
Keith, what up? Big Zoo needs his own show, man. That dude is freaking amazing. He's just amazing.
I don't disagree. He's hosted some shows before. Zoo has the voice.
Oh, I know. He has
the knowledge. But I think Zoo, too, he knows he's a glue guy. Zoo, I always give Zoo credit. The first time I walked in here, 2021, auditioning, Zoo was the one that opened the door. And his energy, he was happy to see me. And I never met him. So I'm like, we vibe right away. I always endorse Big Zoo.
I've been here since July 1st, 1987, when I was 9 years old. So trust me, when Susan opened up, the only reason I listen to Yankee games is a Mets fan. So trust me, we on the same page there. Maybe one day you guys speak to Big Hurls and figure out how y'all can do it, because both of y'all keep it 100. Let me say this real quick. for Yankee fans, because this is what you guys do all the doggone time. Stop calling them the doggone fan, trying to figure out, how do we get Jose Ramirez? The reason why Jose Ramirez took the discount, if you will, is because he's played his whole career in Cleveland. If you guys, how about we just call up, hey, can Aaron Judge play for, I don't know, Boston, the Mets?
No.
Atlanta?
Mm-mm.
Toronto?
No.
Exactly. It's so silly.
He's played his whole career in the Bronx. He's a Yankee. And
he's
got
a
the
Yankee.
Big bucks.
And Jose Ramirez, for goodness sake, is a Cleveland Guardian. You know
but
what?
Why?
Indian,
ew.
Whatever.
But why? But why would you?
Is,
why would you want
to
be a Guardian?
It. They have to. The, but I know. But this. But Keith, you got an audience. Yo, regulate these folks, man. They gotta understand. They gotta understand, yo. You don't just get to pluck everybody off and then complain every doggone time the Knicks try.
As soon as he said that, I'm like, they're not getting Jose Ramirez. I've heard that call 100 times.
And the Knicks do everything. These are the same people that call in and complain that the Knicks are calling everybody up. Have they realized every team calls up the next person? They call the first freaking people that are signed up with other people. That's how it works. It's so ridiculous. You have an ear? Regulate them. Shout to Big Zoo. Shout to you.
Thanks, EJ. We are regulated. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I poured cold water on the cold. Like, we're not. We were looking up his contract, and the first thing I said, the Guardians would never. We joked. We were like, you got to give them Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, and George Lombard to get. Wait, what? You missed that? It's okay. It's okay. I know you guys listen to the fan and you hear what you want to hear. I know that because I read all the stuff about me online. I'm like, they hear what they want to hear. Well, there's not much left for you to hear. When we come back, I will talk more about Jose Ramirez and the All-Star ballot and where we are going into this 2025 All-Star game. And then we'll wrap things up with the rest of the calls. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.